KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space, the musical, showing March 16th through March 31st on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Chapel Theater in Milwaukee, Oregon. Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space is an original comedy musical featuring cheerleaders, rebellious youth, evil aliens, puppets, and fueled by the songs of the 80s. Again, that's Varsity Cheerleader Werewolves Live from Outer Space, the musical, showing March 16th through March 31st on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Chapel Theater, 4107 Southeast Harrison Street in Milwaukee, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of He Moves Like the Ocean, a performance on Monday, March 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Performance Works Northwest in Portland. In this performance, adults take on movements of a child. Three pairs of dancers and musicians will learn and score short clips of the child's movement and then improvise in his style. Again, that's He Moves Like the Ocean, a performance on Monday, March 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Performance Works Northwest, 4625 Southeast 67th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yo, it's the Shibby Dibby. Yo, it's the Shibby Dibby.
And you have landed inside of the Blooming Universe here on 90.7 KBOO in beautiful Portland. Man, I am back. This is Keith here, and my voice is a little trash, but I feel really good. I just wandered through a crowd of people going to a show, the Dying Fetus show, and got some pizza for the crew here. Oh, man, we have an amazing show tonight. We have Mondo Green in the studio here. They're going to play after I play a song. And we've got the amazing Devin. And we have Dakota Slim is going to be playing around 1 o'clock this morning. I am so excited. And we do have some amazing tickets to give away tonight, guys. 503-231-8187. I'll take the second caller. These tickets are for Jake Bug coming up on the 30th, this Friday, 9 o'clock showtime, 503-231-8187. These are freaking awesome tickets, man, at the Wonder Ballroom. Second caller will get these tickets, man. I'm so excited, dude. I hope you are, too. We're going to be here for 3 hours, man. Call up, say hi to the band. We have such a freaking awesome show picked out ready for you guys, so enjoy the music. Grooving, organized chaos and confusion. Then we chant the rhyme, clean up in the slave, living by our own design. No pantomime, all right, make the best.
We'll be right back. As my ears pop and blow, and I'm overthrown by gravity, vertigo, turbines whistle and blow as I let you go. Filling my thumbs.
On your rice cakes. Y'all get pudding on your binoculars.
And welcome back to the Blooming Universe. Oh man, I've got so many buttons going on over here. We just heard some, what did we hear? That was the Murlocs. And I have way too much going on. Brain is not working. Oh man, well, I'll tell you the song name later. I wrote down something else. And then before that, we heard The Soft Moon with Circles. And starting off that set was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Rattlesnake. Oh man, what a set there. We had Chico called in and got those Jake Bug tickets. Have an awesome freaking time, dude. Those are some rad tickets, man. And we have Monda Green. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wow, you sound so good in there.
Thanks, dude.
I'm so excited to hear your music.
Oh, we're excited to play. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Yeah, well, we're going to take it away to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Right on.
Was me clapping for you guys. You sound amazing in there.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Appreciate that.
Incredible voice.
Thank you so much.
All right. This one is.
This one's called Magnetosphere. It's off our new album called Returnity. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. We got Mondegreen in the KBOO studios here. Usually we have a whole bunch of people clapping, so I'm not used to just me clapping. I could pull up some...
You don't need no clap.
Some, I need the snap.
I like the like, oh man, I can't think of the canned clap, you know what I mean? Where I could push a button on the computer
yeah,
and it'll sound
up
like
a golf clap or something.
Yeah, like 1,000 people are just like, yeah! Like the, we should have pulled in some of those... The Dying Fetus fans.
Oh yeah, definitely.
that would have been something.
I mean, we have a lot of crossover.
Totally. They could have used a mellow
if you
out.
Tell.
You know.
We could have.
Well, I'm excited to hear what you guys have next. Yeah, if you'd like to play another song, and you guys can come in here and talk and
cool,
tell
right
us what's
on,
going
man.
On in your yeah. world. It'd be great. Thank you.
One mile.
Noise.
And wow, sorry, I went away to get Devin. And oh man, that was beautiful.
We blew you out.
Yeah, and here I am. Wow. Yeah, I was pushing buttons over here and something stopped working and Devin's going to try to help fix it. But yeah,
oh,
Devin!
It's always something over here when you're on the radio.
Right,
things
man.
Start exploding.
It's live.
It is. I like that, you know.
That's right.
Not one thing.
It's rare.
It's true.
It's another.
It's true. I like that. Words of wisdom. Well, would you guys like to play one more and then come hang out?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Totally.
Do you want to do game two? Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Should I start the keys?
Good guys,
thanks.
Incredible. Sorry, I'm like, I'm blown away. Wow, you guys are amazing. You're busting out all the awesome stuff over here. Yeah, why don't you guys come on in here and we'll talk all about it? You guys are incredible.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Blooming Universe. That was the Eurythmics with Never Gonna Cry Again. And we have the guys from Mondo Green here hanging out. What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's up? Hey,
Dustin and Ash, thank you guys so freaking much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, man.
You guys sounded amazing in there.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate awesome. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
K-boo.
You guys did
K-boom.
It.
Boom.
You guys did it.
We're still doing it.
Yeah. So,
let's K-boo.
Have you been a KBOO listener for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an awesome spot, man. Local legends.
They're so, yeah, it's amazing, like, the shows that have been going on where they just celebrated they're celebrating their 50th year right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally.
That crazy?
That's Whoa. Insane, man.
It's nuts.
Dang.
That's crazy, yeah. It's awesome it's still kicking with all the everything in the world
these
days.
It's true, yeah. We were talking a little bit earlier about, yeah, you have... I'm talking to Dustin about, like, yeah, a bunch of different music and Ash, where usually the stuff I show people, they have no freaking clue, but these guys knew exactly what I was talking about. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So, yeah, did you ever listen? This is, like, if you have some time, you should check out some old William Reinhardt is, like, one of the very first guys that played, like, The Residents and, like, Frank Zappa and stuff on KBOO. He's, like, a pioneer playing the weird.
Nice.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And, this guy named Schwumpf was his name, but is like the
Schwumpf.
First person on the Ralph Records. You ever listen to The Residents?
Oh, okay, yeah, for
yeah.
sure, man.
So
yeah.
They're the first one that was released on
Schwumpf.
There. Yeah, Schwumpf.
Wow,
and he did
cool
it was
name.
Like Aphids in the Hall was the name of the song that he released. But those guys are gonna actually be coming to the Wonder Ballroom in like April.
Yeah, I thought I just saw something about that.
Yeah if you've never seen them.
Yeah, no,
way.
I haven't. No, that's rad.
Dude, and there's, like, no way to describe because you don't know what's going to happen. It's, like, it's so crazy. They're very visual, but they're, like, always up on the technology. So it's just, like, last time they went lo-fi, it was so weird. I can't even describe the things that was happening. But, yeah, one of the members
lo-fi's
is definitely so wacky. Yeah, one of the members have been in the band for over 40 years. They're, like, their first stuff came out in, like, the... late 60s. It's crazy.
That's awesome,
it's crazy.
It's good era.
So good. So yeah, do you guys have any shows coming up?
You know, we don't right at the moment. We have a bunch of stuff in the works.
Nice.
Yeah, we're trying to work on a video
ooh, cool.
release one of those or a couple of those.
Nice.
On our own. Definitely and direct our own, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We stuff, yeah. Ash and I both direct do video work and do
really?
Video stuff for other people too. So,
oh, cool.
We're working on
lots
setting some stuff up for, yeah, we have, you know, it's the album's very conceptual. So, everything sort of has to follow
it's
our
vision.
Strange
ooh.
Concept. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's trying to unfold itself, but we'll see.
Yeah, ooh, definitely.
That's exciting.
And now that the weather, you know, we've all been hibernating, I feel like, a little bit this winter.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So, now that it's getting a little bit nicer, maybe. Start playing more shows and getting out there.
Completely
nice.
Changes in May.
It does. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
People
for
actually
that.
Want to go out and do stuff.
That's like in Arizona. That's where I'm from. When it rains, everyone
right
goes outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So crazy.
Monsoon.
That's so cool. Yeah. Talking about The Residents, you know, they were like huge filmmakers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, their early stuff is. So tripped out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All their stuff is tripped out, but yeah there's
we
pioneers in that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, that's a big love of ours, this surreal film, and
nice.
We have a lot of stuff out there on the Instagram and the YouTubes, like a lot of surreal little videos we've done and
rad.
You know, psychedelic images.
Nice.
Imagery.
So it's Mondo Green.
Mondo Green.
Nice. And what was the explanation of that name? I read something.
It means to kind of mishear or misinterpret a lyric or
cool.
just kind of make the meaning your own. So, yeah, it just means meanings and or to be misunderstood.
And the word itself is
a
Mondo Green,
way.
Which is kind of cool. It like comes from some old phrase like on the green or
lay
something.
Lay it on the green or
yeah.
Like
it's
cool.
like some old Scottish saying. We're not Scottish. At all, but yeah.
It
I
sounds
wish.
Good.
Yeah.
you're so funny.
We're
awesome.
Not from this planet.
You're from somewhere else. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Here
Rad.
For a short time only.
So, what are some of the projects you've worked on, like the video stuff?
We just did one for this band Horse Feathers, which is
okay.
a local band. It's been around for a while.
Small Skies.
Yeah, another awesome local band, Small Skies. We did his video recently. And yeah, a bunch of other just like, it's hard to think, a bunch of stuff.
I know. Those are the two most recent.
No, that's all good. That's two most recent ones, you know, that we've done.
Cool that you're incorporating like music and the videos, because video thing, I'm huge into that as well. Have you heard of Geneva Jacuzzi?
Oh yeah, yeah.
She does a lot of tripped out videos different people. I just saw one. It's like Celluloid, I think's the name of it. Where it looks like tape is just like cut like tape from tape that you play. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like coming out of their mouth backwards, you know? It's
nice.
But it's like the music is so good.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it's unique, electronic, like satirical.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really good. A lot of her live shows will definitely have like a screen, and it's very visual.
Cool.
I'm all about that too, where I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of music in the world, and just having that extra.
Yeah,
they go hand in hand, you know. Huge. I mean, it's our good friend Joel is a great director too, and his Ash has a lot of solo videos online that are really amazing that they did together. So
cool.
So yeah,
Joel Holman, yeah.
Yeah, Joel Holman, yeah. He's not living in Portland right now, but we definitely want to work with him more. And
how can you check out Ash's stuff on there?
Go ahead, Ash. Shout out.
My solo work is under the name Theta. It used to be under the name Dolly, like Salvador Dali.
Oh, cool.
All those videos are under that name.
Nice.
But now it's Theta for many reasons. But that's a whole other conversation.
We have 2 hours. 2.5 hours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we could tell us about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say it again, though. Theta.
Theta. Theta. It's Theda.
Cool. Theda.
Theta. Well, not like theta waves, but kind of the same thing.
I'm excited about checking this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm curious. Like, you guys are so creative that I would love to see the visual.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, that's how we met. That's how we discovered each other or met each other in the first place, via the internet and admiring.
Yeah,
a lot of the visual stuff. Ashley's videos are amazing. They're killer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry to put you on the spot, but no, yeah, now it's Theta. So Dolly's dead.
Dolly's dead.
Literally. Dolly is dead, right? Dolly died a long time ago. 80s.
Yeah.
90s.
I'm at. I know he's not alive anymore.
He's gone.
I know. I don't know as much about his
Frank
art.
Frank Sinatra
as
killed him, I think.
Is that what happened? No. I
don't know. Quincy Jones, I think,
I'm very
unleashed something recently. Oh.
Yeah, Quincy Jones said.
He said Frank Sinatra killed JFK.
Oh, jeez. It wasn't Christopher Walken. Didn't he kill somebody?
I don't know.
Damn it. It was Christopher
Maybe. My other favorite one is Stephen King. People think Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That's so random.
Whoa. That's like a really trippy
one. Yeah, with his books, you would think he probably killed something.
A kid or something.
Anything. Yeah. Lots of bugs. Who knows? Yeah. Anything. Hey, if you guys want to call in and talk to these amazing people, 503-231-8187. We'll put you right on the air, man. Tell us what's going on. We'd love to hear it.
It's like Love Line or something.
I try to get it going, but people are fast asleep. I'll start just like
likes,
where I
dislikes.
Wake up.
Yeah, I'll just go crazy where I won't play any music and I'll just start rambling for a long time. And then I'll start talking about food and I make people hungry. I've had angry callers like, God, dude, I don't have anything in my fridge, man. I'm like, well,
Portland sucks.
Me.
Nothing's open.
Yeah, tell me what you do have and I'll help you. I used to go to my friend's house and it'd be like kind of like chopped, but she would only have like random condiments from like KFC and like freaking Pizza Hut and like just crap, dude. It was like hardly anything to work with, but I was able to
turn it into kale somehow or
something. It'd be like a baked Alaska.
Put it in the blender. Say goodnight.
The things
Some
you could do.
It's
true. Well, there you go. You could turn anything
KFC
into a smoothie.
And Pizza Hut.
Put it in the bucket.
Yeah, I put a little ranch in there. And
Bucket list.
Bucket list.
I was just looking up unique cakes. We were talking about stuff from Japan where they have just very, very interesting and creative desserts there. And I was looking up something called the teardrop cake. And it looks it looks like a freaking raindrop, dude. It's so trippy clear.
Cool.
It's just
Whoa.
Like, yeah, you
I
just
eat one
let
every
it.
Day.
Yeah.
Just with a clear knife and a clear clear fork.
Wouldn't that be odd? A clear plate and everything.
He just, clear table.
Yeah.
Kramer table.
I have a teardrop thinking about it right now.
They have...
sounds tasty.
They have these jiggly cheesecakes, too, where they just, like, shake like crazy. Whoa. They're, like, wobbly as all get out.
It's
like
Pokemon. That's gotta be made out of bone.
They do. Yeah, it's like extra bone. They use a lot of gelatin and different unique bone things. Oh man, the things you could
bone. Marrow cake. Oh, man.
Why not? If you could do it, why not? Oh man, jeez. Some of the stuff I was watching, like one of those Discovery shows where the guy like eats the nasty stuff, you know, and then I recently what he doesn't like. It's just funny because everyone has to not like something, but he literally went to like an underground restaurant where you have to know somebody to go to these places.
Yeah, for sure.
And literally everything on the menu is a different kind of penis. I'm like, dude, Jesus.
Yeah, that's where hell? I wouldn't make it through that.
Yeah, I love food, but I'm when people say sometimes you don't know until you try, sometimes you do know.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, there's a psychological barrier to...
I'm not going to eat, like, the bull's balls and all that. Like, dude... plenty for someone else that's into that. I'll try almost anything, but I draw the line and stuff. Yeah, just not for me.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, the ass I'll eat, but not the balls.
Yeah, as long as it's encased and like looks like a hot dog or something. Just if you tip. Don't know, if you just eat.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah, we don't eat meat at all, so we're...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, so you would just eat, like, a vegetable's butt.
Well, not animal.
We're vegetable
not,
butt.
Yeah, vegetable.
You would eat, like, a jicama. Jicamas always have butts.
Broccoli balls are good.
Nice. I like it. I think this is a perfect bottom.
Zucchini penis.
You guys are hilarious. Yes, the wonderful world of food that looks like... private parts.
Yeah, that's...
there's a lot of it. There's a lot of flowers that look like...
how can you not shop food that way?
Most melons. That's our new band name. Most melons.
Most melons.
Most melons. Nice. Well, yeah. Mom, so. Now I'm stumped. I'm like, well, what do we talk about next? Oh my gosh, you
there's
guys are
people calling. Really.
There's so much. There's so much. Yes, 503-231-8187. We'd love
like
to
we
hear
should
from
freestyle
you.
Freestyle too, or something. This is like a.
I could give you a beat.
Yeah. Freestyle shows.
Yeah. Well, I could just turn it into the guy from Wayne's World. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what I do that sometimes, and I can't help it.
Or it's like
it's a conveyor belt that's not stopping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm using my sick voice.
What happened today in the world? What's the day today? 20. It's almost April Fool's.
Oh yeah, it's getting there.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess we could talk about Returnity too.
Returnity. Yeah. Tell me about
record.
It.
That's our record.
Came out on 1-2-3.
January 23rd. We're extremely proud of that record. It took us a couple years.
Really? Took us a couple years, but we did it all ourselves, so it was sort of, it's, you know, when you're doing everything yourself, you sort of have your different motivating times and, you know, motivational times and different time. We moved to a couple times. So
it
was
like 2 years
crazy.
Solid in the studio.
Yeah, we didn't press record every and then 2 years day. Later the record was done or something. But
how
yeah.
cool though, like to be able to get the opportunity to just sit there and go at your own pace and create.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, it was very ADD. It was nice. We were able to like... it was kind of hip hop in that way too, where we chopped up a lot of stuff and resampled Ashley's vocals and or everything, you know, pitched and tried to destroy it until it sounded interesting to us or whatever. Mess with it.
Yeah, all vocal backups.
Yeah, totally.
Takes, millions of takes. Yeah.
Congratulations on that. So how do you guys, how can we hear this?
Yeah, the album's out there in the
Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube,
everywhere.
Yeah, we're getting ripped off Bandcamp. By all the good, government, third party, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, help us get ripped off and listen.
Yeah,
it's on Spotify.
All those guys are taking all our money, but you can. But we will have some. We're working on some physicals. We're gonna have vinyl and cassettes and DVDs of our. All these video ideas and stuff. So we're definitely, we have a bunch of in our, in the
the physical is in the works.
Yeah, we're working on a bunch of stuff right now. It's pretty crazy.
It's going to get weird. It's going to be a fun summer with all these new visuals. Yeah.
But yeah, it's out there on Spotify and Kazaa.
Is Kazaa Lime, another?
LimeWire.
Okay. There's so many of that's wonderful.
Though. Napster.
To be able to. Oh, Napster. You're hilarious.
Pirate Bay.
I think soon it'll just be. Actually, I think soon the record will just be automatically on your iPhone. So look out for it out there.
That's awesome.
We hooked up with Bono.
And how do you spell the name again for the people?
Of the band name?
Yes.
MONDE. GREEN, Mondegreen.
Mondegreen.
Yes. Check it out on the internet. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's
everywhere.
It's behind you right now. You don't even know it.
I can hear it. It scares me.
It's sneaking up behind you.
Oh, man.
It's tucking you in right now.
Sometimes, yeah, when someone just turned around and you walk up, and you're like,
I think I scared Devin when I walked in.
Oh, it's got sharp corners.
Man, my voice has been cracking like crazy with my cold. I appreciate a good singer that could crack their voice. I love that's like my goal in life, is just to be able to crack it like crazy. It's huge.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, but I got a good one there.
Glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good. So you scared poor Devin. He was just minding his own biz.
So I did. Like, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, we asked him for some change, and then no, I'm just kidding.
You just
got any change?
Well, sometimes you see that we have this monitor here in the studio where, like, if somebody tries to get in, you have to know them, and or they have to be on the list. But once in a while, dude, my show used to be at 3 a.m. There would be the scariest freaking person you ever seen in your life up there. Like,
it's like a little live cops episode right there. It's nice, man.
Yeah. Well, after that show got out, there was a lot of riffraff going on back there.
Yeah.
Dying fetus.
Real
show.
Dying fetuses.
That's an intense name. Like, I would love. I'm all about the kind of music where I'd love to be in like a heavy metal band, but it's just like all about butterflies and like, you know, nice things in life, but like then turn it around, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Oh, we have a caller. We're going to put the caller right on the air. This is exciting. Hey, what's going on?
What in the blooming universe is going on over there?
Hey, Boja, how are you, man?
What in the blooming universe? Hey, can you wait. Hey, hang on. Do you smell that? Can you smell that?
I do. It smells so good.
Isn't that so great? It's deep. I'm roasting onions here in the Batcave. Roasting onions and habaneros.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, really?
Man.
I love
catching a whiff.
For the show. Come on, man. Hey.
This is our biggest fan. This is Boyja, and this is Ash and Dustin from Mondegreen.
What's up, man?
Mondegreen. Hey, you guys are on Apple Music, too.
We sure are.
Yes.
He's quick.
He's forgot
the
about the apples.
You're a quick one.
We like the Beatles, so hopefully they
everywhere
got part of that.
Everywhere, we said.
Man, there was some, the vocals were brilliant, but man, there was some wicked keyboard going on there, too. Who's behind that?
Both of us on the record, but yeah, Ash is the singer, obviously, and then I'm tinkling.
The answer is
I'm
Dustin.
Trying to keep up.
And she busted out the flute there at the end.
That was, oh my God.
Right on, man.
I could not believe that. That was just like, that like my skin like jumped, you know, a few centimeters away from my skeleton. It was so awesome.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. That's killer.
That I like
incredible.
That he said,
to
appreciate
that.
You.
Yeah, he is the best. He's very descriptive.
That's the best way to be, man. That's
we love him.
True lovers there, yeah.
Thank you, dude.
We appreciate you listening, man. I'm glad you're roasting up peppers. That's something I love to do.
Habaneros and onions.
Wow.
And it smells so good in here, I can't even breathe.
Smoking you out.
I think we grill onions pretty much every day. That's like
our
jam.
Yeah, we hotbox those onions.
We hotbox with onions.
You
just
do it
on your onions.
You do it on your barbecue?
No. Okay. We don't have a barbecue,
hot
no.
Okay, nice.
So,
yes.
I wish we're getting there. Once we go platinum,
we'll you're get hilarious. You get a nice grill.
We got an oven.
Yeah, I have a gas stove where I just roast like peppers and corn and stuff right on top.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, there I guess I have every single fire alarm in my house unplugged.
Nice.
You know it. Well, hey, guess what, everybody? You are listening to KBOO Portland. Just putting it out there, you know, for the people in the
way. Are you saying, is it 1 a.m.?
It is. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And, dude.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're listening to KBOO FM 90.7 on your FM dial in Portland, Oregon. Otherwise, you can go to KBOO.FM on the web and stream this brilliance 24/7.
Thank you. Why aren't you? Well, you are here. I was going to say, why aren't you sitting next to us?
I am. I
give you
I'm
a
right
pizza
there,
slice.
Man. You keep elbowing me, and I keep saying, hey, Keith, come on, man. Give me some space.
I'm trying to grill.
Oh, no, this guy's the best, man. He knows his stuff. And, yeah, we were talking about the residents where these guys like doing film stuff. And so Boija actually does film for do you guys know Contessa de la Luna?
Oh, okay, yeah.
He
yeah.
Does film stuff for her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right on. That's awesome.
Yeah, they are really
yeah,
into
I do
their
a lot
videos.
Of other weird stuff too.
I could only imagine
for your videos. I was looking for videos that you were talking about on the web, on YouTube and stuff, and I didn't find any. But are they under your name? Or are they under the Mondegreen name, or are they under some other name?
Ashley's videos are under the name Dali, D-A-L-I, like the painter. And then I do some stuff called what I call animation meditations, which are just kind of surreal, strange videos. And that's under my solo artist name, which is Brass Clouds.
Brass Clouds and Dali.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I will remember
many,
that.
Many aliases.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You're all over the internet in every single corner of the money sucking universe, and you've got Dali and Brass Clouds.
Right on, man. Yeah, that's what's
all
happening.
Right. I know how I'm going to spend the rest of my night.
Oh, appreciate it.
You're the best, man. Thank you so much for listening, dude. We are going to have these guys go and play one more song.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
And then we have another band that's going to be playing Dakota Slim. You're going to love them.
Dakota Slim.
And then in 2 weeks, we have a very exciting show. We have Dolphin Midwives and Dan are going to be playing. Thank you guys so much,
yeah,
man.
We'll
we could talk
up.
All night. You guys are the Thank best. You. Seriously, I love having you here. So, yeah.
Hey, Devin a little pinch on the cheek.
Yep, Devin. Devin's waving. Yeah, isn't Devin the best? Oh, man. I try to bribe him with pizzas and stuff, but I feel so lucky that he continues to do sound for us every show.
Great,
he
well,
really knows what he's doing. Yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
We should let these guys play Boija. It's always a pleasure, dude. I love that.
Looking
you
forward
call
to the rest
every time.
Of the show.
Whoa. Hold on.
See you, buddy.
Yep. See you later, man. All right. All right, you guys. I've got this thing turned up. There we go. And again, you guys are listening to The Blooming Universe, and this is Mondegreen.
The song's called Game Changer. Consecutive time on the
Yeah, there we go. See, there's some real clapping. I love that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank Mondo you guys. Greens.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
That was amazing, man. Yeah, come back on in and talk a little bit. We're going to play a song and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Me padre de vicio me has de aborrecer. paying attention to me right now?
Seems to come so naturally.
Welcome back to the Blooming Universe over here on KBOO, KBOO Portland. We just heard some Ariel Pink with Lipstick, and that's off of Pom Pom. That's like a few years ago. Before that was Home Shake with Every Single Thing. And then before that was Pocahontas with All of Us. And starting off that set, I'm going to look at this real close. Chancha Via Cerquito, and that was Coplita. I've been working on it, man. That's rough. It sounded like I had a freaking paper clip or a tongue clip stuck to my tongue the whole time, you know? And we still have Ash and Dustin here from Mondegreen.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for sticking around, man.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
For sure. I am so stoked on you guys. Like, you know, we met via the internet, and then, like, getting to meet you guys in person is like so much better, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys are so cool.
Oh,
I'm super impressed.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
True.
This is a great show, and it's awesome.
We love the band.
It's cool to like kind of strip down our set and just like play a more acoustic set vibe, which is always nice late at night, you know?
Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah,
but yeah, you guys are super impressive. Ash, your vocals are incredible.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So good, man.
Thank you, dude.
And you were plucking away on the old keyboard over there. Dustin, awesome.
Keeping up with Ash somewhat. Trying.
So good. Yeah, Jim. I'm a huge fan of. You guys ever listen to Suburban Lawns?
No.
Yeah, you should check.
No, I haven't heard them.
Check them out. Yeah, they had only, I think, two records from like very early 80s. It's definitely art rock. Huh. It's so good, but the lead singer's name is Sue Tissue, and she has a very unique voice, but an incredible lyricist, one of the best.
Sue Tissue.
Yeah, so your voice is reminiscent.
Could be best friends.
Yeah, you would like her. Yeah, she had some solo stuff. Yeah, different. Somebody's say that again, Sue Tissue. Oh, bless you. Here's a Kleenex. Yeah. But no, very one of my favorites. And then there's another band called Los Microwaves, and but her vocals are nothing like yours.
Nice.
She's like real abrasive. I love her stuff though. Like I love just creative.
I love abrasive too. Yeah, that's great. That's all good.
I was telling those dying fetus guys out there. I was like, yo guys, see, I like music that builds. I think that would be, imagine like, oh, you know, I was trying to tell those big dudes. So I'm like, hey, you guys, what do you think if like it just started off like kind of folky and chill, and then it built, then the whole place is exploding, and then you're moshing, and then you're kicking, and then you're punching, and then you go back down, man, and then you go back
dynamics.
Ride the energy waves.
I like that. Yeah, when it's you just get desensitized, I feel, if it's just like one, you know, thing just going crazy. Whoa, I started pushing buttons over here.
fading into the universe.
Yeah, whoa. But yeah, I love that.
You were showing dynamics, you know, down.
Yeah. I can push these buttons. Sometimes I, my hands have a mind of their own. I'm like, what's going on over here?
Josh.
But yeah, middle of the night. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Pizza when fingers.
It's true. I know I got a big piece of crust over here. Wait, call him my name.
Shout out to
Sizzle Pie. Sizzle Pie was doing it, feeding all those fetus guys, man.
Feeding the fetus.
Thank you, Sizzle Pie.
The fetus feeds us.
Feeding the fetus. Oh my gosh, what a band name though. You gotta like really mean it, you know.
Yeah, that's a good. I wish one of them would call up right now, like chat, say how'd they get that name.
Probably sounds like Michael Jackson. Hey guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How are you tonight?
My name is Dying Fetus.
Oh my god, what a name! When I asked the guy too, I'm like, hey, what's the band's name? He's like, Dying Fetus. I'm like, wait, come again. Did you say Dying Fetus?
Sheesh.
I could hear it when you guys pulled up. I was like, dude, that is like some death metal action going on.
Were they playing at the Fur?
You know, I don't know. It must have been.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it was the Bossa Nova.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They were piling out all over the place.
It sounded
it was so loud.
You got to give them credit. If it were a living fetus, then it would be
boring.
A little bit boring.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
That's not original.
I was talking
about movement. Yeah.
See, I'm dense. I'm dense. I missed it. Dang it. It happens. I talked to one of the girls that was at the show, and she thought somebody just like died in there because they got hit so hard by those mosh pits. Oh my god. When I was younger in Arizona, I went to a show. It was called Deicide. I would go with my friends to whatever, and I'm a chill dude, man. I'm not a death metal guy, and not yet anyways. My musical taste could change at any second. And
you gotta wait and hear Dying Fetus, man.
Yeah, I can't judge a book before, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I can try.
Don't
but
judge
I'm not
fetus.
It's dying.
Don't
so
judge
it's
a fetus
dead.
Before it's dead.
Yeah. Jesus, poor fetus. What did it ever do to you?